I am excited to see if I'm fertile. I think I want to get the testing done for both of us in the next like 6 months. And then from there, we can figure out what our next steps are, because we can always do IVF, which is very freaking expensive. Yeah. Or we can do the natural route. But as of now, what we're doing is pulling out and pray. We're pulling out and praying, y'all.
Yeah. R-O-T-N. Let me present to you the Rotten Podcast. Rotten Podcast.
How do you want me to say it?
Rotten.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hello, guys. Good morning. Welcome back to the Rotten Podcast. We're on episode 44, baby.
44. Here we go.
Today is actually tonight, because we are filming this like pretty late at night. What time is it now? 7:50 p.m.
It's a weird time to be filming the podcast.
It is. We went to the Macaroni Republic, which, if you guys don't know, is an Italian restaurant in downtown L.A. that we used to go to all the time.
Aren't they on the Michelin guide?
Yeah, they're on the Michelin guide.
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty authentic Italian restaurant. Yes. They make all their pastas there. The general manager, we need to get his name, but he remembers us. We hadn't been there for maybe 2 or 3 years because of the pandemic. We hadn't gone back until recently. And he remembered us and he came up to us. He was like, oh my God, it's so nice to see you.
I was going to say that he's probably like the only restaurant owner / I don't even know what he is.
I think he's like a general manager.
Yeah, he's like the only one in LA that like I feel like I'm a regular because of how much he remembers us.
Yeah, it's how he makes you feel. It's not even like the frequency of our visits. It's more about how he makes us feel. And I'm sure he does that with a lot of people, which is why he's good at his job. But it does feel genuine.
I know. I asked you right away after he left our table. I was like, do you think he does this other people?
Well, right after you said that, while he was talking to us, someone was leaving and they were like trying to like say goodbye. They were like kind of waiting. They're like, all right, like, thanks.
I know. Anyways. I think you tapped him right to have him turn around.
Yeah. I was like, someone wants you, but either way.
Okay. So Matt and I have not seen each other in 2 whole days.
Make that sound like it's
you're in Vegas setup. For a bachelor Vegas. Party.
Yes, I was in Vegas and I wasn't even gone for 2 full days. I was gone for a total of like not even 40 hours.
The cutest thing you do when you leave is you leave me like cute little notes around the house that I get to find. It's like a little hide and seek for me. Like I'm tempted to like go around the house and just like spend 20 minutes looking for every single one. But then I'm like, no, I want to like naturally like find them.
Well, on Friday before we left, I put them up and then I saw that you like went back into your bathroom. I was like, oh, you must have seen.
No, I didn't. You put one really high up and I did not see it.
Yeah.
I was shocked I hadn't seen them because you put them in kind of obvious spots, like one you stuck next to my toilet paper.
I thought that was a good spot. Like you were like reaching for your toilet paper.
No, I know, but I didn't see it until like the second or third time I went potty. And then the other one was in my bathroom on the mirror, really high up where I don't directly look there because I'm so damn short.
Yeah.
And then another one was inside of my closet, which was the last one I had found in total.
Yeah, so I actually went on my first time going to someone's bachelor party. It was my really good friend from high school, Andy. And he's getting married at the beginning of November in Scottsdale. And so
did you have a good time?
I had a great time. It was really nice. It was actually the first time I felt like I went to Vegas without going for work. Normally I'm either driving or I'm going for work or business or some form. But this was the first time where it was like flights booked, hotels booked, and I was just going to like hang out.
Yeah.
And it was a good time. I mean, honestly, I'm not someone that likes Vegas at all. It's really not my thing. But I think if you get the right group of people, you're going for a good reason. It's a great time and there's so much to do. The one thing about Vegas, though, is you need a plan.
Yeah, you can't just.
You need to like have somewhere to go, whether it be a show, a club, like a plan needs to be set. And there's been so many times where we've gone, you've come with me for work, and it's like, oh, yeah, we'll walk down the strip or we'll find something to do. And you never end up doing that. Or, oh, yeah, let's just like go gamble. And then, no, you need a plan. Like that, it never works.
Yeah.
At least in my experience.
Yeah.
And we kind of had a plan, but had a great time. It was really fun to do the like traditional bachelor party.
Didn't you tell me some girl tried to hit on you by like literally slapping you?
Yeah, I think she left a mark too, because when I was showering later, I was like, there's a fucking mark here.
What? I don't understand what you mean by she slapped you.
Like she just kind of like hit me like this, like trying to get my attention for me to turn around. But I was like, I turned around and like was like, did I do something wrong? Mm-hmm. Like, do I know you? It was kind of like she like hit me like, hey, like, you're not going to say hi to me, but like really kind of like hard.
Did you know?
Like,
did she know you or something?
No.
What? That's so weird.
Then I just, after I got the confirmation that I did nothing wrong and I don't know her, I just turned around and like, just like, didn't even look back.
Did it make you feel uncomfortable?
No, it was just like, time to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It was like the scary hour. It was like, everyone was at their worst moment. Mario and I were like, it's time to go. Everyone's getting blacked out, making terrible decisions.
What time was this?
People were getting in fights. Like, it was just like, time to go.
People were getting in fights?
Well, when we were leaving, waiting for our Uber, some guy was like, you know, had his like finger in the security guard's face. And we're like, who's he yelling at? And he's like, you motherfucker. Like, doo-doo. And it turns out he was yelling at his girl who like cheated on him. I think that's
and
what
she
happened.
He caught her in Vegas?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. No, like they were at the pool party.
Oh, she must have like.
She probably hooked up with someone and he saw or something. And so he was like screaming. It was just like a whole thing.
Mario
and
I were like, uncomfortable.
It's time to get out of here.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do you think you had like the epitome of a bachelor party experience?
I would say for the most part, yeah.
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 Did you have fun?
I had a great time. I had a good time. I mean, like, I like to party and stuff, but.
Yeah. Only with the right people.
Yeah, only with the right people. It wasn't my friend group, but like, I'm really good friends with the bachelor.
The soon to be husband.
So it was really nice to see him. And I went with my really good friend Mario as well.
Yeah.
So it was good. But
oh, good.
Yeah.
I know I missed you. I'm like so annoying. It's crazy how much I miss you after just 24 hours. And like everyone is probably rolling their eyes. But I feel like we have like such good times together.
Yeah, we have a good routine.
We have a great routine. Matt and I have officially finished Better Call Saul and then Breaking Bad in the matter of like 4 weeks.
I think how quickly we binge Breaking Bad might have been
disgusting.
By far, yes, disgusting, but 100% like a personal record for us.
well,
we flew
through these seasons. Yeah.
I think, where were you? Oh, you were in Seattle. And then when you came back from Seattle, I think we were on
season three.
And we literally, that was what, a week ago?
Yeah. So we finished season 3, 4, and 5 in 1 week.
Was it that much?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or was it 2 weeks?
No, because I came back last week.
No, we had a whole week together.
Oh, we had 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's not terrible, then. Three seasons in two weeks.
It's a lot, though.
Well, okay, yeah, like they're like 12 episodes, which are like 45 minutes each. So that's like 9 hours, 27 hours of shows.
16 episodes in the last season.
Oh, my God. Well, where I was going with this was that you gave me homework for new shows to watch. And I kind of want to ask the Rotten Pod listeners, give us some suggestions for shows.
This is your assignment. You can't delegate.
Well, no, because they can give us assignments for the next thing we watch after the thing I found for us to watch.
All right, so tell me what you found for us to watch.
Okay, so I have two options. One I told you about, which was Jury Duty. Jury Duty is about a reality show based on almost like, what's that Jim Carrey movie?
The Truman Show.
Exactly.
It's a reality TV show, essentially, with actors.
Yeah. And one guy doesn't know that he's on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
So that's super interesting to me. And I feel like everyone was talking about it 6 months ago. So we're probably late to that. We should probably definitely watch it. Second show is Mad Men.
Ooh, I've heard a lot. I've started it a couple times.
Oh, is it not easy to watch?
It is, but it's just like, I think it's a really good show.
I feel like Mad Men kind of reminds me of Suits, except it's the marketing side of the world, but based in the 60s, where it's like very misogynistic, and very like you're like, what the fuck, that's how people acted. So I'm excited to see both of those.
Also, House of Cards, I've never seen that, but I know that's a
Actually a really good show. I watched House of Cards until the like stuff came out about the main
Kevin
actor.
Spacey.
Yeah,
I can separate art from people, but I don't know if you're not comfortable
watching. No, we can watch it. I'm fine watching it. I'm just hoping he doesn't make money off of it from us watching it.
I don't know.
I can't.
No comment.
For me, it's kind of hard to separate people from their art. Yeah, like Chris Brown and Rihanna. Like, I'm shocked people still listen to Chris Brown after knowing what he did.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that one.
Like, Michael, yeah, I mean.
That one's crazy to me. I guess I can kind of understand Michael Jackson because nothing came out until after he had died. So, like, he never was able to prove himself in the eyes of, like, society, guilty or non-guilty. Although, like, the documentary came out, and then a lot of people are saying that, like, the documentary was falsified. So there's, like, a lot of, like, fighting. But when it comes to Rihanna and Chris Brown, it's like, that fucking happened. Mm-hmm. We know what happened. There was a police report. Rihanna said it happened.
Don't you think people deserve, like, a second chances and stuff?
Not for beating women up.
Yeah.
Or hurting children, but yeah, I guess. Yeah, I see that. I don't know.
I'm just not even that invested in Chris Brown.
Same.
So I don't really care that much.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen him dance, but the man can dance.
Duh, I was a huge Chris Brown fan before he fucking decided to hit Rihanna.
Yeah.
Where were we going? Yeah, Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. Yeah. Let us know other shows that have like multiple seasons that we can like really
binge
through. Well, I'm also
side watching The Wire because
I can't get into it.
You didn't even give it a chance. You were playing games the whole time, and I was like, please just watch one episode.
I did watch an episode.
No, you didn't. I said dedicate one episode,
and you didn't sit there and watch it. You know what it is? I hate shows with a dumb person.
Who's dumb in the show?
Michael B. Jordan is like the stupid kid in the show.
He's not even a main role.
I know, but like I can't handle like...
There's stupid people in every show.
I know, but...
That is the worst excuse ever because the acting and the storyline and the storytelling is so incredible. And I'm only on season two.
I think it's the fact that like the quality is a little shitty because it was like, you know, filmed like 25 years ago isn't helping.
I think it's like, early 2000s or not. But probably either way, 90s. You still need to give it a chance. Like, it's so good.
Okay, either way.
It's
like,
too good of something to skip
it's just
over
nothing,
like
there's
that.
Nothing, like, there's nothing fascinating about it.
You did, first of all, you know that when you start a new show, and especially a good show, sometimes the first couple episodes take development. You have to get into the storyline. You have to understand a little bit about the characters. You have to let things play out.
No one is likable in the show.
You're so wrong.
It's like House of Dragons. No one,
You cannot compare it to House of Dragons. That's out of pocket statement.
There is no one likable. The cops weren't likable. Michael B. Jordan wasn't likable. He's also too young in that show to even like have a crush on. Like no one is cute. No, there's no girls in it either. I just don't find it relatable. At least with Sopranos, he had a family. I was like rooting for his wife.
Well, there's a dynamic that you just don't understand because you haven't actually watched it. But there's a whole dynamic between the relation.
There's no like females in
there.
You're
being very hard-headed.
Name one female character that has a main role in that show.
One of the main cops.
Who's not likable.
And then also one of the women.
You don't even know her name.
I only know like two of their names.
You're proving my point. It's not a good show. You know, like one of the best shows for a woman is like Sex and the City, but that would never be ranked top 10 because it's about just girls. None of those shows in the top 10, top 20 have just an all female cast or are based around just females.
Hold on. So 1 second. So The Wire premiered on June 2nd, 2002.
Okay.
And then to follow up your last statement, let me just pull up
the top shows of all time.
And again, this is like, it's all subjective, but.
Yeah, girls can enjoy boy shows, but boys just are like, this is too girly. I'm not going to like this.
I think you're generalizing.
Okay, then show me a top 20 show that has, about females.
Let me get to it. Planet Earth, all about females.
Are you shitting me?
I'm kidding. Jesus.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that the men are the reason why. Are you serious?
Oh, I don't know what that is. I just heard like Twilight, but that was made in 1959.
The Twilight Zone was about weird stuff happening, like aliens and like conspiracy theories.
Would you say The Office is kind of like even keeled? Like kind of like
is that
both?
Top 20?
It's 26.
Yeah. Wow.
To be honest, like half of these are all just like Animal Planet and like Space Odyssey.
Okay. But either way, I'm going to say
I see what you're saying.
The guys made The Wire a top show and I'm just... It's too guy for me. Like, there's no female characters I'm rooting for. Either way, let us know some shows down below.
That's an interesting thing for you to say because I feel like I've grown maybe in the way where that what you just said doesn't affect me. Like, I won't not watch something because it's too girly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give something the benefit of the doubt and be like, even if it is girly and cutesy or reality TV show or whatever, like, yeah. I'll sit and give it a shot. Yeah. And I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, we've watched The Vampire Diaries because you started liking it because I was watching yeah. it.
There's been so many shows that I've watched that are super...
Too Hot to Handle, Bachelor.
Girly, corny, whatever you want to call them. Love is Blind. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think you could loosen up
okay,
a little
bit. I'm just saying that whoever made these top 20 shows aren't thinking about the female gaze and just thinking
it's
about
like you're so quick to be like, where's
okay,
the
but
women?
Prove me right. Females make half of the population, and why is not one show based around just females? Or like lots of females and like two or three guys?
I don't know. It's a good point, right?
There is a movie test where I need to look this up really fast. Movie test where dialogue between two females is not about men. Okay. Have you heard of the Bechdel test?
No, what's that?
Okay, the Bechdel test is a measure of the representation of women in film and other forms of fiction. To pass, the work must feature at least two women who speak to each other about something other than a man. And it's actually insane how many movies don't pass this test. Around 49.6% of movies don't pass this test. So the only times girls...
So only half.
To pass this test... Two girls just need to have a conversation that's not about a guy. They can be like, I like ice cream.
Just that only can happen.
That's the like, only
happens once in the movie. Oh, only, that's insane.
Only once. It needs to only happen once.
I thought you meant like where the whole movie
It only needs to happen once where two girls are talking and it's not about a guy. It could be about like
there's
making
no
dinner.
Way.
You know, 50% of movies don't pass it.
I have a hard time believing yeah. this.
It's even worse if they apply another rule, which is the girls have to be named. Like really? They have a name in the show or the movie. So
yeah. Wow. Things you don't think about.
Yeah. Things you don't think about. some big things have happened between you and I last week. You want to share?
You had your birth control removed.
I did. Matt, I don't know if you guys remember, I said that Matt had to make me the appointment. He did.
Yeah.
You made the appointment. You called them. Did they give like you a hard time?
No.
Oh.
And then I thought about it while I was making the appointment. I'm like, imagine all the people that need appointments to be made for them that can't call.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, I felt like the podcast held me accountable for doing
it. Really?
Because we talked about it on the episode. And I'm like, I can't go to another episode and not follow that up, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. But it was also something that I was planning on doing either way, but it was kind of just like another reminder.
So for those of you guys who didn't watch last week's episode of Rotten, I told Matt that I will get my Nexplanon taken out of me, which is my birth control, as long as Matt makes me the appointment.
Yeah.
Because it's just it's like annoying. And I'm like, why do I have to do something? Why can't you help me do it?
Why do I have to do something?
So Matt, then last week called and then we had the appointment on Thursday.
Yes, and I went with you.
And Matt took me and held my hand through it because it was cute. Like not fun. It's not fun getting something surgically taken out of
your... Like she was able to get it out pretty quick.
You know, I still have the bandage
there's
on.
It's a weird thing though. The fact that there's just like a little plastic
bar
in your arm.
Do you feel like she judged me a little bit? I felt...
Why?
I don't know.
No.
Really?
No judgment. What would you feel?
I felt like she judged us a little bit, that she thought we were too young. Just like the way she was asking questions. And
really?
Yeah, that's what I was getting. But I can be an overthinker and just like read into people's feelings, but...
I didn't get that vibe at all from her.
That's what I was getting when she was like, so you guys gonna use condoms? I was like, yeah. but yeah, so I got my birth control taken out. And the next step is for us to not make babies, but I'm going to start taking my prenatals for 3 months so that I can have a healthy pregnancy when we are ready for that.
And we're not ready to make a baby in 3 months either.
No. But I feel like I should probably take prenatals for like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Like for maybe start in January.
Do it for a year or something.
Yeah, I should take it for a while. But I want to get... The reason why we got it taken out was because I've been on Nexplanon for like a decade. I would say I started when I was a sophomore at UCLA and now I'm 30. So I've been on it for a while and I've probably only had like... I can count on two hands how many periods I've had in the last decade, which is kind of weird to think about because now I don't know if I can have like a normal ovulation cycle. So I was like, okay, I just like need to get off birth control so that I can, you know, get my body acclimated to having no more hormones inside of me. And so I feel like it's going to take a year. Everyone I've been talking to has been saying it's been taking 3 years for them to get acclimated to their periods again. Mm. Some people said a few months. So I'm like, okay, let's just be safe. I'm going to give myself a year before we start trying. So we'll probably start trying sometime in 2024. And so I was like, okay, let me just take it out now and then see what happens.
Yeah. And I'm someone who's always been, I used to be more into like Eastern medicine in a sense, not Eastern,
like holistic medicine,
like more holistic, like body, like not putting chemicals in your body. And we just don't know what certain things will do to us over the course of a long, you know, you've had that in your arm you've been taking birth control for a very long time.
Since I was 16.
And that messes with your hormones, which affects so many other things. And so we don't know what the real full implication of doing that is. And so now that we're even having the conversation, I'm like, let's get that thing out of there so we can start to like get you up to speed and get you healthy and like get you back to being a normal human. Because I feel like that is such a big sacrifice that women have to make and choose to make. But also they do it for both parties and they do it to be safe. They do it for many reasons, but it is a big sacrifice. Like I can't imagine having to take something that was like affecting my hormones.
I remember before I was ever on birth control, I'm still a very chill person, but I was like very chill and calm and very clean, very, very clean. And now I feel like I struggle with like brain fog. I don't remember a lot of things. I also struggle with like being like oilier.
Like as a human?
Yeah.
Like your personality is oily?
No. My face is oilier. Obviously. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I am a little bit moodier, but I don't even have my period. So I don't think that really affects me because like it's based on, I don't even know.
Yeah. I think we're just.
Maybe I should do a little bit more research. But overall, I just think that I don't know what my personality is like because I've been taking birth control ever since I was 16. And I think I'm most excited to see how I am, if I'm still the same or if I will
still
be.
Like me.
I will. Or if I'll be more chill. I'm already chill though. So I'm like, how more chill can I get?
Yeah.
You'll be like, I can never get you to talk if you're that chill. Jeez. But I am excited to see if I'm fertile. I think I want to get the testing done for both of us in the next like 6 months. And then from there, we can figure out what our next steps are because we can always do IVF, which is very freaking expensive. Yeah. Or we can do the natural route. But as of now, what we're doing is We're pulling out and praying, y'all.
Yeah.
Matt calls it spray and pray. Let me know if you
Is that not the term? Let me look it up.
I know it as pull out and pray, but spray and pray also makes sense. But to me, spray and pray is like you spray inside and you pray it doesn't happen, but pull out makes sense because like you pull out and then you pray on top of that.
Spray and pray, it's all these other like, it's a term, but it's like describing other stuff. To dispense anything such as bullets or advertising in an uncoordinated manner, hoping to reach the desired target through luck.
Oh, that makes sense.
One of the most popular methods of implementing the spray and pray approach is through email campaigns. Businesses will send out non-personalized and untargeted mass emails in hopes that someone will open and click on them. So it's like, it's kind of like blind faith.
Okay, well then that does not apply to sex because if you look up pull out and pray, it would be like definitely a sexual thing.
Oh, it's like the fifth one. It says
that's down there.
Have sex with a lady with no protection and pray for no children. And the thing is, oh my God, I fucked that bitch and left a load. I pray there is no load.
See, that one is you spray inside.
Yeah.
So that's not it. Because
next one says when you come inside and hope she doesn't get pregnant.
Yeah, that's not it. That's not what we're doing.
And then someone said after that, sorry, last one. When you come from masturbating and then pray for forgiveness. That one's hilarious.
That one's funny. I did. This is so TMI. Did you ever feel guilty masturbating as a kid? When I say kid, like high school, middle school.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Man, maybe it's because I grew up going to church every weekend.
But I mean, post-nut clarity is a thing.
Where you feel like, is it like when you watch like weird porn and they're like, why was I watching that?
It's not weird porn. I think it can happen from anything. I don't know what triggers this sort of response. I don't think there is like any real studies behind this, but it is like a psychological thing that a lot of men experience and talk about, but it's like right after, like literally the second after you come, you just like, ugh. Like you just kind of come back to reality. Like you kind of come back to the surface and you're just like, what did I do?
Is it like you like had a one night stand with a girl that's like not so cute and then you, once you're done, you're like, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah, but it's even more just like psychological and instant.
So do you feel that with me?
No, I've never felt that with you. Like just in general, when you're like a guy and I don't know what it's like to be a woman and be horny.
Okay.
When you're a guy and you're like horny and you're getting worked up and you're just like thinking about it and that's all you're like thinking about in those moments. And the second after you come, you stop thinking about it like abruptly. And you're like, the fuck was I thinking about for the past 20 minutes? Like, what's wrong with me?
Okay, that's funny.
So it's more of just like you come back to like more of like baseline. And you're not like driven by your sexual desires. If that makes sense.
Post
that
and then clarity,
you think
guys.
About the sexual like drive that you had and you're like, I was like really like making some decisions to do this or whatever it may be. Like, what was I thinking?
Oh, is it like how like, I guess post nut clarity can like happen to like a married guy who's like cheating. He's like, what the fuck did I just do that? Like,
oh,
what?
I'm sure there's like many reasons, but it's like, if you're hungry, right? And I've like, I have a binge eating disorder. I just keep it at bay.
Okay.
But when I do like binge eat or eat a lot or something, right? Like you're so hungry and then you start eating and eating and eating. And then the second, and it's not as instant as like post nut clarity, but like a little bit after you eat and you start to get full, you're like, well, why did I do that? You just like start to feel like guilty and shameful. It's kind of the same thing, except with the post nut clarity, it's legitimately like the second that stuff leaves your body.
I don't experience that. I do experience guiltiness when I was a kid from masturbating because I thought it was like illegal and so bad. But for me, I probably experience post nut sleepiness. Like always tired. I don't know why. I'm like so sleepy when we like, you know, do the deed.
Yeah.
I'm like tired.
Yeah, I wonder what that is. Like your body's relaxed.
Because you're never tired, I feel like. You're like, okay, no, let me
sometimes
get up.
Sometimes I'm tired, but yeah, I can just keep going on with my... I get hungry. I get so hungry.
So you get post-nut hunger, post-nut clarity, and then I have post-nut sleepiness.
Yeah, so I have like post-nut clarity, and then I'm like, I'm hungry. Then I have post-nut hunger because I'm like, what did I just eat? So it's like a cycle. No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Some raunchy topics. We'll have to do some good research on like birth control. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot we can talk about with
other safe things, I guess, to make sure that we don't get pregnant unexpectedly is I want to start taking my basal body temperature, which is a way to calculate your ovulation cycle if you guys are females. Yeah. So this is something I actually did for maybe a month or two, like a few years back when my Nexplanon was expiring. But it's really hard because you have to like take your temperature the second you wake up. Like you can't snooze. You can't be a snoozer. It has to be the temperature your body's at rest. So if you like snooze once, you're like, you can't take it. So I want to get the Oura Ring, or I have the Apple Watch, but this one doesn't have it. So I kind of want to give this Apple Watch to you and buy the newest, latest version.
I'll gladly take a free Apple Watch.
Or we can split the newest one so that I can make sure that we don't get pregnant unexpectedly.
Down.
Yeah. But no, I've had this Apple Watch for like 3 days and it's like fucking life changing. I don't know why. It's ugly. But damn,
something
has it changed
it feels
my life?
Good. Yeah, I remember I bought an Apple Watch maybe
and you didn't
a year
like the look
or 10
of it,
years
yeah.
ago, and I love the way that it felt like when I put it on. I'm like, oh, I'm like ready. Mm-hmm. You know, like everything just felt smooth and was tracked and alarms and messages and just whatever. But like, I just couldn't get past how it looked on me. So I was like very sad to have to return it because I was excited about how cool it was. But
it
it was like getting in the way when I was working out. Like I would like kind of bump it. I don't know.
On what?
I don't know. Maybe
you
like
bump
the way.
It?
I can't remember.
Maybe you had it on a little too tight. Yeah.
Can't remember what it was, but
like,
something.
What are you bumping it
I don't
on?
Know.
Like, what are you hitting? I don't know.
I think. Like, yeah. Anyways.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited for you to get one because I want you to experience the joy I am experiencing with this Apple Watch.
Oh, no, I get it. But
it's amazing. I'm like, I'm putting on timers, 30 minute timers every single night, cleaning up the house, and then I get to sleep. But I'm like, did I just do that because you were gone?
Probably.
Mainly probably. What happens is I cuddle with you on the couch and then I fall asleep. And there's no way I'm cleaning if I'm tired. But I already had my 15 minute session of cleanup today. So
good job.
Yeah. But yeah, either way, Matt and
I
are going to do some.
You just bumped the Apple Watch on the mic. And I remember I was bumping it on shit. Maybe it's because I'm clumsy, but like I can't remember what it was, but it was just like I'd like hit it on stuff and I'm like,
it's solid, maybe
that's
though.
Just me. I can't ever have a watch then. I guess that's what that would mean.
So if I got you a Rolex, you'd be like, please return it. I'm going to bump on shit.
Well, I wouldn't wear a Rolex to the gym. So like the benefit. Okay. So like I was like excited about the watch to like track workouts and stuff, but then mm-hmm. I felt like it was kind of getting in the way. Maybe I just need to give it another shot.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe I'll let you borrow it for a day.
Yay.
Once I get my new one. That can track basal body temp.
Basal body temp. Such a random word.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let us know down below some shows to watch. Also, you know, if you're, I don't know, just let us know some shows to freaking watch or what shows are you currently watching? I'm curious. But yeah, that is it with today's episode. If you guys haven't already, give us those 5 stars, baby. And
see you next Tuesday.
And we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.